This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Because of the threat to the U.S. by Hurricane Dorian, U.S. President Trump is pulling out of attending events in Poland commemorating the 80th anniversary of the start of the Second World War. VOA's Steve Herman has more.
Trump announced Vice President Mike Pence will take his place in Warsaw for the ceremony. The president says he wants to stay here to ensure all federal resources are focused on Hurricane Dorian, which is approaching Florida.
It's something very important for me to be here. The storm looks like it could be a very, very big one indeed.
In Poland, Trump was to speak at the commemoration and hold meetings with several of the 40 other leaders who will be attending. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
And the National Hurricane Center predicts that Dorian will build into an extremely dangerous storm as it sucks up the warm Atlantic waters over the next 3 days. The storm could slam into southeastern Florida early Monday as a Category 4 hurricane with winds of at least 209 kilometers per hour. Ken Graham is a director of the National Hurricane Center.
Slow is never our friend. So what that means is you'll have a longer period of time where you can get some of those hurricane force winds, a longer period of time that you can get the rainfall, torrential rainfall, and a longer period of time that you can have that onshore flow on the right-hand side of that storm.
Governor Ron DeSantis has declared a state of emergency for the entire state. Residents along Florida's Atlantic coast have been told to stand by for possible evacuation. They are filling their gas tanks and stocking up on food, water, and emergency supplies. Hong Kong Democracy activist Joshua Wong was arrested Friday ahead of another weekend of planned protests there. And Wong, the face of Hong Kong's push for full democracy during protests in 2014 that paralyzed parts of the city for 79 days, was released from jail in June. This is VOA News. The Justice Department's inspector says former FBI Director James Comey broke bureau rules in his handling of memos documenting private talks with President Trump. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The watchdog's office says Comey violated policies by giving one of the memos to a friend and telling them to share the contents with a New York Times reporter. Comey has said he wanted to make the details public in hopes of getting a special counsel appointed to lead the FBI's Trump campaign and Russia probe. Bob Mueller was appointed a day after the story broke. The inspector general's office says Comey was not allowed to disclose sensitive information to get a personally desired outcome, though it notes the material was not classified. It's already said it will not prosecute Comey in this case. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Special Representative to Venezuela, Elliot Abrams, told reporters at the State Department that America's ready for change in Venezuela and that embattled President Nicolas Maduro leaving power is a critical part of the country being able to move forward towards free elections and a transition to democracy. Abrams said he has not yet seen any signs of a willingness by Maduro to negotiate a compromise where he voluntarily leaves. His re-election in 2018 is considered to be illegitimate by many nations in the Western Hemisphere. The United States and more than 50 other countries recognize opposition leader Juan Guaido as the interim president of Venezuela. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, has confirmed nearly 900 cases of mumps among detainees at adult migration detention facilities across the United States. The virus swept across 57 detention centers in 19 states, sickening 898 migrants between September 1, 2018 and August 22. The CDC said Thursday, 33 staff members were also infected. CDC says that the virus continues to spread as more migrants are arrested or transferred to facilities. The hundreds of millions of dollars in U.S. military aid that has poured into Ukraine since 2014 could soon dry up as the White House reviews whether $250 million in military assistance should be sent there. According to two senior administration officials, it's in keeping with President Trump's view that U.S. foreign aid must be justified. Reuters' Nathan Frandino.
Critics say the potential aid cut is an example of Trump capitulating to Russia, an issue that has dogged him ever since U.S. intelligence concluded Russia tried to tip the 2016 election in Trump's favor. Some members of Congress are already sounding the alarm. Representative Adam Schiff tweeted that withholding that aid would be destructive to U.S. national security.
That's Reuters' Nathan Frandino reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.